I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. Martin Luther King Day. Welcome in. So we have dubbed, originally I called them the JV squad. I still kind of like that, but Dan likes the practice squad better. That might be superior. You know the squad, AOC, the woman from Massachusetts who they just dragged into it. Tlaib and Omar, Murders Row. Well, here in the Delaware Valley area, at least our listening area, we have the Dean of Decency. She's the Capitan. She's the AOC. But her sidekick, it's like Thelma and Louise, is Mary Gay Scanlon out in the suburbs. Then you have Chrissy Houlihan. And then you have Susan Wild. Dan, look up this, please. What would the odds be that every one of these women would be blonde? I don't know why. What is it? What are the odds? Make up some number. That's the idea. Just kidding. But they are.
Doing the actual math.
Oh, you're doing the actual math.
It's one sec. And I don't know. Oh, okay. 24.
24%.
No, 1/24.
A 1/24. Okay, so that's about a little bit over 4%. So we're lucky. They're all blondes. Joining us is... One of the first contenders now, we welcome on, by the way, people keep sending me, it's well-meaning, emails about John Edmonds. We had John on. I know about him. We brought him on for listeners with Chrissy Houlihan. At the appropriate spot when we get into the primary and all this, these candidates running against or to be the nominee against Chrissy Houlihan, what people want. Okay? Until then, I got it. Dasha Prewitt is the wife of Rich Prewitt. She often speaks at some of these unbelievable grassroots events that Rich has put on. I've been to, is it two of them or three of them? At least two of them. Amazing how fired up people are. One was out in Feasterville and another one was out in Delaware County. She is an emigre. She grew up in Moscow when it was the USSR. Immigrated to the United States with her parents when she was 10 in March of 1980, Ronald Reagan time. All right? And the difference between Reagan versus the evil empire is vast. Let's bring in Dasha Prewitt here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dasha, welcome in. Good Monday.
Good Monday. How are you?
Well, very, very.
By the way, before we start, let me apologize for Delco DA. That was the most obnoxious interview I have ever. His behavior was just unbelievable. So arrogant, just so unprofessional. You know, I just have to apologize for him.
Well, thank you. All I can say is we welcome that guy back. He's Jack Stolzheimer gets more reaction than if we brought on almost a president. Dasha, we're in tough times in Delaware County, but it's going to be interesting. And he does provide fodder to tell us what Democrats will be up to out there. And you are poised to run against one of them, Mary Gay Scanlon. So people know a little bit of your background, and you speak very movingly when we have these grassroots events about the contrast. And I guess one of the things you'll be talking about is the signs that you see of moving towards socialism in this country.
We're already way, way into that. I mean, just look at what's happening. Our freedom of speech, we're being fed propaganda by the news media, not all, but a lot of them. You know, what's happening with this impeachment, that's what happens in Russia. You know, you are guilty, and then you have to prove yourself innocent. And most of the time, you're not even given a platform to do so.
And Dasha, let me stop you there. Steny Hoyer, who is second in command to Nancy Pelosi, made that point. Well, President Trump will be given a chance to prove his innocence. No, you have to prove his guilt. That's the way that it works.
Exactly. But they tend to be forgetting that. You know, when our Delaware County just turned completely blue a couple of weeks ago, when the new nominees or electorals took office, they were very, very busy. In one night, not only did they raise Delaware County's taxes pretty much in everywhere except for media, and now they also made us, again, a resettlement county. So now they're going to be bringing in illegal immigrants into our county, yet we cannot pay for our own people. Like, look at Chester. Look at Darby. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't even fix the infrastructure, but yet we're going to be taking care of illegal immigrants, giving them stipends, giving them, you know, free education, giving them free health care, yet we can't do the same thing for our own people.
No, that's exactly right. Now, one of the most moving things you talk about to me, and these events are high energy, but when you speak about standing in line, the lines in the Soviet Union, it is such a metaphor for what happens with socialism, communism. Talk about that a little bit, what that was like. You came here when you were 10, but you have memory of that.
Right. I mean, you're formed as a child, right? So everything that happens to you kind of becomes a part of you. You know, when people don't understand poverty, the worst neighborhoods here were the best neighborhoods there. You know, I grew up in the 70s, and we lived like it was here in the 30s. We did not have forget about dishwasher. We didn't have washing machines. Everything was washed in the tub with the same bar of soap that your mother would wash you with, you know, and they would wash the dishes. I mean, that one bar of soap ended up taking you a really long, far way. When you walked into the supermarkets, there were no food. You were lucky if somebody liked you and they went in the back of the store and they would bring you something. Mm-hmm. My father was actually pretty good at that. But it was, you know, the poverty was unbelievable. We had rolling brownouts during the winter where they would shut off heat and electric between the hours of like 8 to 4, you know, or they would shut off water, you know, and that was almost like an everyday occurrence.
Now, your father was exiled to Siberia several times. When you're a kid and you see that, you know what? I think, Dasha, part of the problem is you say Siberia today to a lot of millennials or even a little bit older than that. They have no idea what that's a metaphor for. It's not just the physical place. It's what Siberia means. I mean, my God, that had to really stick with you when your dad is sent off to Siberia.
You know, I was very young when that was happening, so I wasn't, and my mom was pretty good at protecting me. I just knew he was away. I learned about that later. But he got sent to Siberia for his artwork because the government, KGB, did not like, they thought his art was too political. And they dictated, I mean, if you looked at it, you would have to, like, scratch your head. It was dark, but it was, I wouldn't call it political unless you really, really, mm-hmm. you know, thought in that way. But they, you know, there was no freedom of speech. They could send you away for anything. Frankly, they can kill you or send you to a mental institution or, like, Solzhenitsyn, he was in prison for a very long time because they didn't like his writings. You know, we're already heading in that direction. You know, we're seeing this, our speech being stifled. You know, you can't talk about God, but yet in our public libraries, they're having drag queen story times for our 5-year-olds. So, which we're paying for because it's taxpayer money. It's the control is becoming absolutely ridiculous. Sometimes I feel it's like the mental ill are running the asylum.
Yes.
That's what I feel like is
the
happening
inmates,
in our government.
The inmates
anymore.
Are running the asylum, without a doubt. Now, do you have a website set up or a Facebook page where people can check in with you?
Yep. It's our website is Dasha for Congress. Four is written out as a F-O-R, and our Facebook is also Dasha for Congress. You know, I would love to hear from people, particularly in Delaware County, their grievances. I mean, taxes are always number one. Infrastructure is a huge one. Jobs, you know, we're one of the places where, you know, we are lacking in that. We're lacking in direction. Yet Mary Gay Scanlon, even yet, this Saturday, when, again, with Madeline Dean and Chrissy, they were on the steps on Ben Franklin and talking about impeaching Trump. That's their only message.
Absolutely.
Impeach, impeach, impeach. But they don't care about the people in their own community.
Well put.
Where are they for us?
Dasha, we will continue. How do you spell Pruitt? Is spelled
P-R-U-E-T-T. And by the way, our next meetup is going to be March 12th at the Ellis Preserve again.
Oh, so, very nice.
Yeah, we'd love to have you as a speaker again. You definitely, you know, fire everybody up, and it would be great to see you. So yeah, that's been confirmed today. So,
perfect. Okay, we will get the troops out there. Dasha, to be continued as this continues along, and I will see you on March 12th. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.